morning, and welcome to our live Olympic coverage here on KUMD from the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. Corey Samala joins us this morning. Mimu Samala here in the studio, and we'd like to thank Continental Ski and Bike, Miller Hill Subaru, and Lutzen Mountains for sponsoring this report. Corey, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the line with us. Mimu's standing by. Yesterday, some of us who were watching the coverage saw that it was snowing big fat flakes the size of dinner plates. Was that making things easier or more difficult when there's been such a lack of snow all along?
Well, you know, it depends on who you are and what you're doing at these Olympics. You know, for the wax picks out at the Nordic venues and the slalom, it can make it more difficult to make the skis glide freer. And some teams are better at it than others, and it can have a factor in the results of the race.
Corey, did you think that had a factor in an already combined finish? It looked like Billy DeMong was running down the hill rather than skiing after that Austrian guy.
Well, you know, it was a historic day for either way you look at it, for Nordic combined. You know, the Winter Olympics started in 1924. 86 years, the U.S. Nordic combined team have never won a medal. Nordic combined obviously was on the original program. And we came into this games with a very strong team, three world champions on the Nordic combined team, Johnny Spillane, Todd Lodwick, and Bill DeMong. And they had Brett Camerota as their fourth person, who was a solid competitor, but not by any means a world champion. So this relay, so the first event, Johnny Spillane won a silver medal and kind of ran out of gas right in the last 50 meters. But there was high hopes for the Nordic combined team in this 4x5 team event. And they really delivered. They delivered on the jumping. They finished second in the jumping to Finland. They had a 30-second advantage to the favorites and were just behind Finland. And had good skis through three laps, and then it started to snow. And you know, Billy DeMong, it was the fourth and final leg, and you know, you definitely saw it was a huge difference, but it was enough of a difference in the ski speed that the Austrians were able to pull away in the stadium and on the final downhill.
It was really exciting, though. Corey, were you as excited as I was here? After the ski jumping, I was jumping up and down here. Finland was leading, but I knew that Finland is not very good in the skiing part. But after the jumping, you know, the USA team being so good, it was so exciting.
Yeah, we were very, very excited. We were actually calling the biathlon relay at the time of the jumping. Our producer was keeping track and whispering in our ears how the Nordic combined team was doing. So that was exciting. And yeah, it was a historic day. I think there was a little bit of a relief and maybe a little disappointed that they didn't win the gold, but a historic moment nonetheless.
It looks good for the future, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a pretty veteran team. So, you know, who knows who's going to continue for the next 4 years out of that group. But, you know, in this moment in time, it was, you know, a perfect storm for U.S. Nordic. And it's the first Nordic sports, you know, cross-country Nordic combined biathlon, you know, team Olympic medal. And, yeah, I don't know for sure, but it might have been the first, you know, major championship team medal in those three sports. So there was a lot of firsts across the board yesterday.
That's exciting. Anything else going on there?
Well, you know, it was a great women's relay where, you know, the favorites, Germany, shot well in biathlon. And the Russians came up and had a, you know, perfect day. You know, but the Germans just didn't have the legs, which they normally do. So, you know, Russia won, and the surprising French were second with two penalty loops. They really skied fast. And it almost looked like, I mean, again, the theme here is that this is tricky snow to wax for, and this French just nailed it. They had great skis, and despite the extra, you know, skiing in the penalty loop, they were able to catch back up and be a contender for the gold all the way to the final. So that was exciting. And so, you know, looking forward up at Whistler Olympic Park, where all the Nordic events are held, you know, we have the cross-country men's relay tomorrow and the women's relay the next day. We have Minnesota connections in the race. We have Garrett Cuzzy starting today, and Caitlin Compton tomorrow. So, you know, a lot of action, you know, as we wind down the Olympics up at our venue that where my brother Chad calls for NBC and I support with research. So.
Hey, Corey, how's the weather there right now? Looking at, there's also alpine skiing for women, and Lindsey Vonn is there from Minnesota. How is it looking right now?
You know, it looks like it's fog, so, you know, we're not sure how that's going to affect the giant slalom. But Vonn will definitely be, you know, if we're able to pull off the event here, Vonn will be a medal contender. Bodie Miller did not miss the gate the other day, so high hope, you know, that was his best event for a medal. But he's already won a gold, a silver, and a bronze. So, and then Ted Ligety finished in eighth.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
So there's one sport that will not be affected by the big snowflakes. That's men's hockey and women's hockey, obviously. And there is men's hockey going on tonight. Switzerland happened to beat Belarus yesterday and is playing USA.
Sure. No, it you know, the it's going to be an exciting game. Four players from Minnesota on the team. You know, it seems like the stars are aligned so far for the U.S. team. They have, you know, who would you rather be playing, Switzerland or Russia? I mean, the U.S. gets to play Switzerland at 2 p.m. to the time of day. And, you know, Canada's going to play Russia after they beat Germany last night.
And that will be tough for them, that's for
sure,
because they didn't have a day off either.
It's a tougher road, you know, to the final. And not that Switzerland's anyone... to, you know, they've been doing very well in the last two Olympic tournaments. So, but you know, on the U.S. team from Minnesota, we have Eric Johnson, you know, from Bloomington, David Backus from Blaine, who played 3 years at Mankato in college, Jamie Langenberger from Cloquet, of course, the captain, who's doing an excellent job, and Zach Friese from Prior Lake, who played 2 years at North Dakota. So, you know, well represented, Minnesota is in the men's team.
There's also a player that was picked for the team but got injured, had a arm injury. Paul Martin from Elk River, I have to mention that. That was the fifth player that actually made the team but is not there. Also, very interesting connection with KUMD. Actually, I don't even know, Corey, if you know this, but Dave Fisher, who is their media person for USA Hockey and for the U.S. men's team, is a former KUMD volunteer and used to call basketball here.
And all of a sudden, a light just went on, and it's like, I think I remember Dave.
He called UMD basketball here.
And how about
that?
He
is there. So we're going to try to get Dave on the line. I called him yesterday, and he was extremely busy getting ready for these, this today's game, and kind of try to get a quote or two from Jamie Langenberger, but we'll see. We'll do our best to get them on the line, and I know how it is there at the Olympics.
Well, I'm surprised that actually in the Olympic Games there aren't more people who were volunteers at KUMD at one point or another, because it seems like everybody's been a volunteer here
at
one point
or
another.
Well, actually, on the women's side, Finland women's team, Maria Mposa, who is actually a UMD player here, she has volunteered the whole first semester.
All right, so here at KUMD, we're not only a wonderful radio station, we are a training ground and a proving ground for Olympic athletes. 103.3 KUMD.
There you go. So, Corey, how does that look for medals then today? Where are we at after?
You know, quickly, you know, you're mentioning all these connections. You know, kind of getting the flavor of Whistler, you know, there's a stroll, a place where you can only walk, and... You know, if you've been around the Olympics for a while, and or even if you haven't, you can walk down. It's almost fairy tale land because you see all these ex-Olympic champions and current Olympians. You know, and you know, for myself, I've been around it for 25 years. you can't walk a block without seeing at least a dozen people you know, or you know personally, or you know by reputation by seeing them on the television. I mean, just last night, we ran into Alberto Tomba.
Oh, wow.
On the street.
Italian alpine skier, Lisa.
Yeah, yeah, alpine skier, gold medalist, multiple gold medalist, Lillehammer and Calgary. And so it's kind of a it's kind of a fun place to people watch and see, you know, famous TV personalities, athletes, and old friends.
Cool.
But as far as the medal count goes, you know, Germany's creeping up. They won two bronzes yesterday. And so now the U.S. is at 26 medals with the Nordic combined silver. And Germany is only three less at 23. So
it's
going to be a close race going into the final days.
Well, Corey, we'd like to thank you again for taking some time to bring us up to speed. It's fun to have you and Mimo doing recaps for us. We'll let you get back to work, and we'll be touching base with you again tomorrow at this time. How's that grab you?
Sounds good.
Have fun today.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you.
And thank you, too, Mimo. You're the one doing a lot of the research. It's a nice treat for Corey because he does all the research, you know, as in Vancouver, and you're doing his research for him for these reports, so that's a nice treat for him.
Some of the stuff here, but he knows most of it anyway, so I just make sure that we don't forget to mention all the big details on the little Minnesota connections.
There are so many, and I just get a kick out of it because you go down the list of the Minnesota connections, it's like these people could all be playing for, like, Sweden, Norway, or Finland,
yeah.
Just going by the names.
Well, that's true. That is true. And you know what? One thing, when we talked about the volunteers and KUMD connections, like, there is Corey at the Olympics volunteering his time to give us this report
and
making sure that we know.
You have to get up at a million o'clock.
Well, you have to get at 7 o'clock. I mean, 6 o'clock, 6:20. I got up every morning.
Okay.
I mean, and that's the thing. Like, we volunteer our time, you know, during the exciting times, but It does take your time.
Well, and you volunteered a chunk out of your vacation.
Exactly.
Because you and your son went to Vancouver on your vacation to be there with Chad. And you said, well, you know, as long as we're going to be here anyway, how about if we do some reports? So you went there on your own nickel.
Exactly.
And then got up at 100 o'clock so that you could do.
And
gosh, you're a great gal.
Well, I know. But seriously, thinking about, like, Corey being there, he doesn't have to do that. But he volunteers and he knows that it makes sense and matters to people that listen. So it is really nice to have him take his time and do that for us. And that's the volunteering of KUMD that you know, we do. We have a lot of those. And I would like to thank everybody who volunteers for KUMD.
Well, and I'm sure we'll get a hold of Dave Fisher because he's going to feel obligated.
Yeah.
He was a volunteer here. He's going to feel obligated.
I'll send him the link of today's report off our website. So everybody,
absolutely,
listen to our reports from the last couple weeks.
They're all archived. Mimo, thanks a million. We'll talk with you a little bit later. Our support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Our Olympic coverage brought to you by Miller Hill Subaru, Continental Ski and Bike in Lutzen Mountains. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your local connection to the 2010 Olympics in Vancouver with Corey Samala and Mimo Samala here on KUMD. Tomorrow, Corey will have some highlights for us. We'll have the hockey results like we could stop Mimu. We'll have the cross-country skiing results. We'll be talking about alpine skiing, and we'll have a medal count and more. And as Mimu mentioned, for more information on our Olympic coverage, for brand new photographs and archived Olympic stories, go online to KUMD.org.